Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. It's hard to imagine that the plug ugliness of the American climate change denier could be made more loathsome. But it has been. The masters of the universe and their wholly owned and operated politicians have plumbed new depths in their ability to make money while aiding and abetting the increasing misery of their fellow human beings. Their latest refinement has been detected in Miami, which is fitting, because few places on Earth rival Miami's wretched excess in the heedless pursuit of megabucks. Fitting, too, because Miami may well be the first large American city to be submerged by seas rising in response to climate change. The prospect is, of course, hotly denied or coldly ignored by Miami's politicians and ugligarchs, who insist there's nothing to see here, even while the rising waters, especially in South Miami, Coral Gables, and Miami Beach, are quite literally, with increasing and dismaying frequency, lapping at their ankles. Now it appears that Miami real estate developers are actively working to profit from the thing they deny is happening, the rising of the warming sea. Their schemes have been illuminated in, of all places, the website of the venerable science magazine, Scientific American. Ever since the 1920s, when they started transforming South Florida from a mosquito-infested swamp to a mecca for rich old capitalists, the highest and best form of real estate has been waterfront. Water or beach access was a distant second. And landlocked land, well, that was for the little people. For many decades, custom and under Jim Crow zoning laws restricted the habitats of the poor and the persons of color of Miami to the city's urban core. The same thing happened in many, if not most, other American cities. Such urban cores can and do remain slums forever until someone decides to build a freeway, or the rich and famous run out of living room and begin the process known as gentrification, which involves displacing the poor and racially disadvantaged to an even less visible and less hospitable location. So the fact that gentrification is beginning to happen to urban Miami would not seem to be a surprise or interest for a science magazine. But here's why it is. There's another attribute to the urban core of Miami that is drawing the attention of speculators and developers. It occupies the highest ground in South Florida. And studies are starting to show that land more than 9 feet above sea level, that's right, 9 feet, in South Florida, 15 feet is described as mountaintop, is becoming the prime target for gentrification and for developers accumulating parcels for high-density development. On the one hand, it's hard to get your head around the venality of people who would, while denying the reality of sea level rise in order to protect the value of their sea level properties, which they're building as fast as they can as we speak, at the same time hedge their many bets by quietly buying up higher ground to have available for sale when the little people realize they're drowning. On the other hand, it's impossible to measure the stupidity of people who believe that all the ocean is going to do is redraw a few maps, whatever chalets they build on the 15-foot mountains, assuming they survive their first hurricane, will eventually be surrounded by a sea of garbage and sewage and will not receive from their drowned city any of the services they require, such as champagne and caviar deliveries. One of the people who's been scrutinizing the behavior of the ugligarchs is Jesse Keenan, a lawyer and Florida native who teaches climate change adaptation at Harvard. he has noticed that the lower classes of Miami are becoming similarly motivated. He says, everybody I know that is a small owner of real estate that isn't within the billionaire class, average middle class, upper middle class Miamians who have real estate on the beach, everyone is in the process of selling their properties and moving to the mainland. Unable to invest in the future misery of their fellow property owners, these folks are simply getting out of Dodge. Their numbers, like the numbers of speculators investing in mountaintop Miami, are small but growing fast. And the day they become visible to more than the curious scientists who write for Scientific American and to websites more mainstream than the Daily Impact, that's the day the crash starts for real. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to the Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.